What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, did I not tell you that there was going to be a steady increase of older to elderly men who decide to put the mask on? We have to think about this. How long had those men been married? How many arguments was that man actually subject to during that time? How much suffering in silence did that man have to endure? Years upon decades of it, until the point that man finally just said, fuck it. Like the man in this article that was published on the 20th of May. 73-year-old Moorestown man charged with offlining his wife. 73 years old. One has to ask the question, what can you truly do to punish a man of such advanced age? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Burlington County Prosecutor Lucia L. Bradshaw and Moorestown Township Public Safety Director Patrick J. Riley Jr. announced that a 73-year-old Moorestown man was charged yesterday with offlining his wife in their East Camden Avenue apartment. Gerard Slavin was charged with termination, first degree, and aggravated assault, strangulation, second degree. He was lodged in the Burlington County Jail in Mount Holly pending a detention hearing in Superior Court. The investigation began just before 3 p.m. yesterday when police were called to the Slavin's residence in the Moorestown Woods apartment homes. Upon arrival, officers from the Moorestown Township Police Department found the carcass of Linda Slavin, 73, in the couple's bedroom. Gerard Slavin was arrested without incident. An autopsy performed by Burlington County Medical Examiner Dr. Ian Hood determined that Linda was deleted from strangulation. The investigation is being conducted by the Moorestown Township Police Department and the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office. The lead investigators are MTPD Detective Ryan Carr and Detective Sean McDonald and Detective Katie White from the Prosecutor's Office. Slavin will be prosecuted by Burlington County Assistant Prosecutor Jamie Hutchison. Well. Gentlemen, once again, we have another incident of an elderly man who just said, fuck it. He decided, you know what? I've been married long enough. You've become the bane of my existence. So guess what? You know, in my advanced age, I'd rather just go ahead and get rid of you. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can honestly be said? However, one has to ask the other important question. What was the motivation behind this guy putting on the mask? Hey, I'll let you guys think about that. Put what you think was the motivation behind this guy doing this in the comments section. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Now, they did not say that he used any sort of weapon to strangle her. So I have to go ahead and go to the default, which would be the hands of hate. Gonna give that a 25. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 30 because, of course, they had to go and find the carcass of this woman. So, yeah, a 30. And for the brutality factor, he made sure his face was the last thing she saw before she faded into the abyss. So I got to give that a score of 25. So Slavin the Strangler gets a score of 90. Gentlemen, let's go back to something that I always told you. More and more husbands, especially elderly husbands, were going to put the mask on. Why? How much suffering and silence does the modern husband have to endure to, quote unquote, keep saving face for the public? Yeah, it is absolutely horrible. Some of you guys who've been married before, you understand that. Hell, I had to do that for a certain amount of time. Not say anything bad about the marriage. Oh, we got to keep public face, you know, all that crap. Meanwhile, slowly dying inside, knowing that, oh crap, this woman has the gun of the state. And a lot of us husbands find out about that gun too damn late. Ironic, isn't it? More and more men are saying hell no to marriage because they see just how fucked up it truly is. 95% of husbands currently will not talk about just how bad their marriage truly is. The fact that when they come home from work, they do everything they can to not go directly home. Hell, you've had guys literally sit in their driveways for hours because they did not want to go back to that home, a home that they're actually paying for. Yeah, been there, done that, no fucking way. However, like I said, there are going to be more and more husbands, especially the elderly husbands, who decide, you know what? I've lived a long life with this woman. She's become the bane of my existence. I'm in my advanced years. What do I have to lose? Well, what do I have to gain? A semblance of peace and freedom. So fuck it. That's more than likely what this guy was thinking. Hey, I take her out. I go to prison. I get 3 hots in a cot, and the state takes care of me for the rest of my days. Sounds like a retirement plan, gentlemen. Hey, what more can I say? I mean, it's morbid, but if you really think about it, like I said, she becomes the bane of my life. I no longer am afraid of the action because I know what's going to happen. Why not spend the rest of my life in relative peace in the cage? Well, I've rambled on long enough. read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there, you need to understand something. And you need to understand this crystally damn clear. For far too many of you, the power you think the state grants you, the protection you think the state grants you, that is going out. Feminism and the Duluth model, which we all know was actually completely and totally wrong from the get-go, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I've said this before, and I will continue saying this. When a man, specifically a husband, no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. Up to and including with lethal results. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.